ABC Radio Australia.
Well, every year, adrenaline junkies from around the world take up or give bungee jumping a go. But the communities that first inspired this adventure sport have never been rewarded for their efforts. And so now they are seeking some compensation. They're Indigenous people from Vanuatu's South Pentecost Island, and they're asking bungee jump operators to pay them royalties for copying what is their ancient tradition of land diving. As Priyanka Srinivasan reports, they're hoping that a new law that was recently passed by Vanuatu's parliament will protect their cultural knowledge from any future commercial exploitation as well.
Every year, the young men of South Pentecost take to the skies. It's part of their annual nungal, a land diving ceremony, where they build a towering platform of wood and tree fibres. They then take turns jumping from the top, with only a vine wrapped around their ankles to catch their fall.
Long time ago, a sport that they used to do, the jumping, after the harvest of luck, they jump.
Luke Fargo is a 69-year-old chief from South Pentecost who has performed the ritual himself many times. He is glad to invite tourists to come and watch the ceremony for a $150 fee. But he was not so pleased to find out that his people's tradition had inspired thrill seekers on the other side of the world to create bungee jumping.
We are shocked because they told us that they made a lot of money on that. I would like to send a message for any people who use the bungee jump that was taken from our Pentecost regional land dive.
The people of South Pentecost have practiced land diving for centuries as a way to celebrate the season's yam harvest and initiate young boys. The elaborate ceremony includes traditional dancing, where male participants wear numbas or penis sheets and the women wear grass skirts. In 1979, the Vanuatu spectacle inspired Oxford University's Dangerous Sports Club. They decided to recreate it over the Clifton Suspension Bridge in the United Kingdom. This would become the world's first modern bungee jump. AJ Hackett then took the idea to found his bungee jump company in 1988. It's the oldest commercial bungee jumping operator in the world. Mr. Fargo says he and other Indigenous chiefs from Vanuatu have called for compensation from bungee jump operators.
And if they pay small money to us on the island, it's more better.
His plea now has backing from Vanuatu's lawmakers. Just last month, its parliament passed a bill to protect Vanuatu's traditional knowledge from commercial exploitation. The bill explicitly mentions the nungal jump of South Pentecost and its resemblance to bungee jumping. John Hoori is from Vanuatu's Intellectual Property Office and helped draft the bill.
The issue of nungal, where the local people stand aside and see people coming in and getting their knowledge and commercialize it and do business with it without properly acknowledging and asking the people.
Mr. Hoori says the new law aims to prevent any future exploitation of Vanuatu's traditional customs. And he hopes that with these policies in place, the controversy between bungee jumping and nungal ceremonies will not happen again.
We have to come up with this deal so that we put in place mechanisms where any future theft like this would be handled.
For Chief Luke Fargo in South Pentecost, the move to protect Vanuatu's ancient customs like land diving is important, not just for his people, but for the safety of others too.
Nungal must keep always in our traditional custom and in our traditional dressing like numbers and grass skirt and how the dances goes and also how we build a tower. If we took the land out to other countries or other islands in Vanuatu, people, if they jump, they will get injured. But when it is here, we control it by how we know.